Katie, good morning to you all in Harbin in China. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just as we're recording this, news is breaking here in Ireland that we've had our first death from corona, from COVID-19. Somebody in the east of the country with a pre-existing respiratory problem. So that's very sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awful. It really is. It's awful. Maybe the first of many to come, though.
Do you believe that is the case, that there will be more deaths? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, yes, because it won't just stop with one. It won't stop with just one person. It's going to get worse and worse.
Yeah, there is a plan in place here that people are, you know, following, you know, with regards to personal hygiene and things like that. We're expecting schools to close very soon for a few weeks. People are being encouraged to work from home. But tell me, what's the situation where you are? Because, of course, China is where it all began. Where are you at now?
Well, I'm in Harbin and it's getting better. Today now is the first day. Malls have opened, shops have opened, restaurants have opened again. So it's getting better. It is getting a lot better. We can go out and have a complex every day. There's no kind of watching us and monitoring when we go out. So it's getting better. The districts have opened. The schools, though, will not be open until April. Mm-hmm. Secondary school and universities probably will be open towards the third week of March. But kindergartens won't be open till April, maybe middle of April.
So does that mean that in the last 24 hours or so, it's been the first opportunity for your mother and your sister to get out?
Yes. Yes. Today now we actually took a stroll over to get Starbucks across the road, but it's actually closed. So we couldn't get any coffee. My mum was going crazy.
How long were they in lockdown for, the two of them? Because I know you could get out every couple of days, but how long in total has it been?
7 weeks. 7 weeks tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 7 weeks. It's been a long, long, long 7 weeks. Very long.
And talk to me a little bit about the numbers. The last time I checked, the numbers in China was 81,000 cases, of which there was 3,172 deaths. Has it slowed down or reversed now or what?
It has. I know about Harbin. We had 198 cases in Harbin and confirmed. And now we have 178 treated, so they don't have it anymore. So once that number matches, so once the confirmed and then the treated matches, Harbin will be clear of the coronavirus. It'll be zero.
And nationally?
Nationally, the numbers are reducing. They are getting better. But in the last week, there's been foreigners coming in to Beijing and Shanghai, and they have brought back the virus with them. I know of for five people I know personally have been actually put into quarantine in Beijing. It's not good. So I read online that tonight, from tonight onwards, they're putting everyone that comes in from any country abroad, any foreign country abroad coming into China to Beijing, has to be self-quarantined. Recently, it was only from the hot spots like Italy, Japan, Korea. But now they're saying every country that's coming into China has to go and self-quarantine.
For
they
how long?
14 days. Now we monitored for 14 days.
Yeah. So people are looking at people coming from overseas with an element of suspicion and worry.
Yeah. And I say visas will be cancelled soon. I say they won't let anyone actually get a visa to come in China for a while. Just to keep China safe again.
How did they manage to get a handle on it in the end? Was it by locking everything down?
Yes, that's what I believe so happened, because Harbin only got 198 cases, but everyone went on lockdown. From the moment we went on lockdown, there's a few cases that did go up higher. But in the last two, 3 weeks, we haven't had any nucleic cases. So obviously lockdown does work. It is working. It has worked. There's proof of it here in China.
Yeah. And you said in your notes, in your email ahead of my conversation with you today, that Ireland needs, and this is a quote, needs to shut the country down. Otherwise, it's going to spread faster. They're saying, the HSE and the government are saying opposite to that.
I've been listening to your show. I've been listening to YouTube people talking online, and I don't understand. I just really don't get it that it can happen. It's actually okay to do it. If you put the whole country on lockdown, it's not, there's nothing really big happens. It's actually okay. It's not going to really do much damage to the country. Like, to keep people safe, to keep the elderly, to keep the vulnerable people in our community safe, going on lockdown is the best option they can do. I know it affects the economy and people lose money, but isn't it not better to keep our people safe and make sure they haven't, like, they don't die?
It may well happen ultimately, you know. It could happen in stages, I think, you know, schools first. After that, then already people who are able to work from home or remotely are already doing that, you know. The banks have also said that they'll give people a mortgage break and things like that.
Which is good. That's fantastic. But it has to be kind of more on a whole country thing, not just a few places here and there. It has to be all across Ireland, not just in cities or certain towns or villages. It has to be everywhere.
Because it's
spreading all across Ireland.
Yeah, I know. It's 34 in Ireland now, unfortunately, the first death. 50 on the entire island. It's impossible to look down with any amount of certainty. We're hopeful that it won't be anything like Italy, who seem to start very, very badly, you know, over 630 deaths already. You know, it's kind of worrying.
Yeah, and that's quite a high number. Like, compared to Wuhan, when it all first happened in Wuhan, the numbers were relatively low at the beginning, but that's what we were told. But the numbers in Italy have seemed to, they're skyrocketing. They're going so fast.
You also were making some observations about given out in the first paper. You were also talking about masks, yeah?
Yeah, I don't understand this. My Chinese friends have been contacting me and asking me, why are people abroad not wearing masks? And I'm reading online, I'm watching some videos about why, like, do what masks not work? And supposedly they don't work. You can still get sick if you wear a mask. Now, the whole point here is that in China, we have to legally, by law, we have to wear a mask. If we're seen walking around the place not wearing any mask, we can get arrested and put into either 14-day quarantine or we could put in jail. But in Italy and France and in Ireland and Spain, nobody's wearing masks. I don't get it. I don't get that we have such strict guidelines here. We have been told that if you don't, you're going to go to jail if you don't wear a mask.
It also stops you're saying touching your mouth or your face if you have a mask on and gloves on as well.
Yeah, even though it doesn't stop you from actually inhaling maybe the virus itself, but it stops you from actually touching your face and touching your mouth. Because you saw a few days ago, there was a person on, she was doing a presentation and she said, don't touch your mouth. And she
licked her
touched
finger.
Her mouth after saying that sentence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if she had the mask on, she wouldn't have done that.
That
stopped her from doing it.
I don't know how much you can say about another part of the email where you were saying about this started in China and it had to do with the people were eating, right? Is that the general belief now at this stage? Okay, you can't go there. You're being monitored?
No. Well, my personal opinion, I think a lot of people here have the same opinion that it did start here. And the reason why it started here was because they ate an animal they shouldn't have been eaten. And they know that here. They know that. Just people can't forget that, though. When people are praising this specific country, saying that it's great and well done for getting over it so fast, but it did start here, and people can't forget that either, because recently the government have released new laws about eating wildlife animals here. You can't eat it anymore. It's banned in certain cities in China.
We've all seen the horror videos coming out of China from the markets. They're vile looking.
Yeah, it's bad. And my sister rescues dogs from the meat market here, and she rescues cats and dogs from being slaughtered and killed for meat. And she has seen the stories, and she's hoping that once this actually gets out further and people see that eating these kind of animals is bad for your health and for them too, they'll stop doing it. But if people forget about it in the Western world and just focus on looking at the country and saying how amazing it is for getting better, they're not going to do anything about it in the future. They're not going to stop.
Nothing will change.
Ban it anymore.
Nothing will change. And tell me, is there a shortage of anything now? I mean, are the supermarkets stocked and everything?
Foreign food. We cannot get any foreign food here. I went into Metro, the place I mentioned before. I went into Metro shopping last week, and there was not one Italian pizza in the freezer. I had been there 2 weeks before, and the freezers were full of pizzas. Last week, there was no pizzas, no Italian pizzas. And I don't know why that is, but I don't think people have bought that many pizzas. I'm worried that they might have taken it off, like taken it out because it is from Italy. They might have been worried. I'm actually not too sure, but I was very surprised to see it. Very, very
You'll have to
surprised.
wait until you get back home for pizza. But you were saying that you were hoping to get home in May for some family events, but that's unlikely now.
Yeah, I have a confirmation. My neighbor at home, he's very close to me. He's getting his confirmation. I'm going to be his sponsor.
Jimmy Kelly.
But now, unfortunately, I don't think I'd be able to go home because if I do go home, I'll have to quarantine in Ireland for 2 weeks and then stay home for 2 weeks and come back here and quarantine for 2 weeks too. So that's 6 weeks unpaid.
Oh,
I
yeah.
can't afford
And
that.
when do you go back to work?
So
What's the story with teaching?
we haven't been told. Nothing. I just heard from a friend today, though, that in Hong Kong, they're not allowing kindergartens to go back to work until the 20th of April. Now, Hong Kong is a lot, it seems to be a bit worse than Harbin. So I'm hoping maybe towards the beginning of April, I'll be back to work. But there's been no kind of information given about going back to work yet. But we have been told rules we have to follow when we are working. We have to wear a mask. We have to check the children's temperature every hour at all the children. With their own thermometer. So we have been told rules, but just not when we're going
But
back.
when you're out and about, I'm told you have an app on your phone, and for people who are coming in from overseas, and it tracks your location and gives you a red or a green tick. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. So everywhere you go in, if you go in supermarkets, malls, anywhere, you have to scan a QR code and then it put in your passport number, your phone number, and then it will check your phone and see where you have been for the last, say, 14 days. And if you've been out of the country, you can't go in anywhere.
You're
If you have a
quarantined.
red mark, you cannot go. You have to go back to quarantine. You're not allowed out.
It's amazing the technology that's available at our fingertips now.
Yes, it
But
is.
it must
It
have been
really
great for
is.
your sister and your mother to get some fresh air today, though, yeah?
It was, but their phone wouldn't work, so they couldn't go into the mall. They had to wait outside. Well, I went into the mall because my phone worked, but theirs wouldn't work, so they couldn't go anywhere. They'd stand outside, and I had to go in and get the food and get Starbucks for them, but it was closed, so I couldn't get it.
But your message to us here at home is a very strong message, isn't it? Take it seriously. Take it more seriously than you are. Shut the country down.
But I obviously I'm listening to radio and like. Old people are very scared and they're very nervous about what's going on. And to protect your old people, protect people that you know in your community that are vulnerable. It's not about you. It's not if you're young and you're able, that's great. You get the virus, you're not going to die. You'll be fine. But protect yourself. Make sure you don't get it so you can give it to someone else in your community that will die if they get it. People are not thinking about other people, they're thinking about themselves. And it's listening and reading comments online. I'm just kind of like, I've been 7 weeks in lockdown and it's not easy, but you have to do it though to protect people in your community. It's needed.
Okay, Katie, stay safe. I'm delighted things seem to be
and
improving.
wear a mask.
I'll stay in
Get a
touch with
mask.
you.
Wear a mask. They work.
All right, girl, mind
Okay.
yourself. Take care for now.
Bye bye.